So managing your hard-earned money wisely, how do you do that? It's critical, especially in these economically uncertain times. So here with some important do's and don'ts, financial advisor Ron Hart. So get your notepad out because you're about to get some free financial advice. Good to see you, Ron.
Good to see you.
So let's begin with what we always hear, diversify, diversify, you know, why you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. What do you mean?
You can get wealthy with one stock, one, a Home Depot, for example, and ride it all the way up. But you stay wealthy by diversifying. You must diversify. No more than 5% in one position. Do asset allocation. Most studies say, the Ibbotson study is the main one, that 90% of your return is derived from the fact that you do your asset allocation well. So it's very important.
And so are we talking about hundreds? If you've got some disposable income, or at least you've got some income that you want to grow, we're talking about hundreds of dollars, we're talking about thousands of dollars, what?
Less money you have, the more you need to diversify because you can't afford to lose it. The wealthy can take a bigger chance with the big positions. They can take more risk with hedge funds and be more aggressive. But the average investor needs to be very careful and watch fees as well.
All right, you need to be thinking long-term, you say. Big picture.
Be long-term greedy, we say. Take the long-term view. That's the best way to do it. People, you have to research your stocks. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. A lot of people will spend more time researching their refrigerator or a computer than they will a stock purchase. So it's a very important thing to look at, know, and pay attention
to. So kind of become intimately involved in that company, in that stock.
Right.
You want to know, and perhaps if it's something that, you know, a real tangible product or service, something that you're actually going to use. You like it for some reason.
Sure.
Maybe others do too.
I tell people, look at your American Express bill, your Visa bill. And if you're buying products from that company, you're buying them for a reason, and they're probably doing pretty well.
Okay, but then that means you're also saying don't get emotionally attached to your investment. Sometimes you want to go for something you really, really like, and you cannot part because of your personal loyalty.
Exactly. Human nature is you got to fight your own natural inclinations to invest well. There's a tendency to have a herd mentality to buy what someone told you at the cocktail party.
Everybody else is doing it.
Exactly. When everybody's buying, I'm always wondering who's selling.
Right.
So it happened in 99 with high-tech stocks, internet stocks. You could go public back then with a website. You could go public. So real estate in 2007, everybody's in, very pedestrian investment. People start to do it. That's when you get out.
All right. And then you say, you know, review your investment strategy fairly regularly. How regularly is, because you drive yourself nuts if you're doing this every day.
Yeah,
what is regularly?
It depends on your tolerance and your risk parameters. Now, most people feel like twice a year will be enough to do it and sit down with a professional and go over it. You should definitely take a stock in your change of circumstances. Your kids are going to college, you're getting ready to retire, things like that that are very important to let your financial advisor know.
Some folks are still thinking about what took place, what is it, about a month ago, the Greek debt crisis. Could it happen here? What do we need to learn from that that people are experiencing in Europe? Might it, you know, impact us too?
It might. We're spending money at a rate that's parallel to Europe. It's unsustainable over a long period of time. I had a friend of mine who said we're spending money like a drunken sailor. But he went on to say, I was a sailor once, and at some point the bartender cuts you off. So he says that with America, we could keep printing money, we keep spending money, we keep putting our country in debt. It's going to be our kids' problems. It's a very selfish endeavor, and I hope, hopefully, Greece will be a warning for everybody.